Audio 112. Describe an interesting animal. Speaking of an interesting animal, I would like to talk about the South China tiger. If my memory serves me right, I first knew this kind of tiger when I was 12 years old. My parents brought me to a zoo during the summer break. In there, I saw a lot of people standing in front of the nursery room and watching something. I squashed into the crowd and found a cute cat sleeping on the table. It was just like a baby. When I was wondering why a cat could be fed in a zoo and get great attention from visitors, the tour guide introduced it. In fact, it was the offspring of a South China tiger, and it was less than 1 year old. I thought it was amazing because this newborn was really small. The baby tiger had 4 short legs, a big round head, and 2 cute and small ears, which even could be ignored, and 4 adorable paws. Its pattern on the skin was light, and I guess this was why I took it as a cat mistakenly. Maybe it was awakened by the voice of the tour guide. The cute tiger raised its head slowly and opened its mouth as wide as it could, like giving a stretch. Then it stood up and opened its round eyes to observe the crowd. It wanted to move, but it could only walk with unstable steps, and then fell down on the table. It was so cute and interesting, and I didn't want to move. I wanted to stand there and kept watching. After I went back home, I researched this tiger from the internet, and I found that this was a kind of critically endangered animal in the world. The main reason for them to be on the edge of extinction was that they were hunted by people who wanted to earn money by selling the organs of these tigers. I think this is really cruel, and what we need to do is giving them a safe environment. I have to say, these cute tigers arouse my desire to protect animals. I think animals, like humans, should have their own life, and we need to protect every creature's right to live in this world.